Well, what I remember is on the 21st of May, at 20 past four in the morning, the land and crafts coming in here. And then about 20 minutes later, there was two Marines knocked at my door and they said, "We're British troops and we're here to stay." And then after that, when daylight came in, there was about 5,000 people digging in this area, and we had Scorpion tanks here as well as Landrovers and Bedfords and you name it. And then the air raid started. Well, first of all, the BBC News came on, radio newsreel, at 8:30 and said the British troops were in St. Carlos, and then the air raid started about 10 o'clock. And my recollections is seeing 16 aircrafts come down through this valley up here and went out through the ships. A couple of them got shot down, and I guess a few more did after they passed through the ships as well, for the Harriers, because their Harriers were up there. And then all hell sort of let loose after that.
This frigate that was shelling at us, it was HMS Ardent. And after a while, it was very accurate fire, it was bouncing down. One shell went right through the fuel tank at the school at Goose Green, about 400 yards from the settlement, nice line of shots, and it stopped. I didn't know she was bombed. I met the Master of Arms a few years later in Stanley, and he apologised for shooting some of our cows, because he's seen this convoy of what they thought were Argentine vehicles going up Peralta's coast. And they lowered the guns from Goose Green to warm them up, and he shot four of my cows, but that didn't matter.
One of my memories of landing day, actually, I was put on the wing of the bridge of the ship that I was on, which was the RFA Stromness, and I was up there as a lookout to see any jets and that was lowered would be attacking us. And I reported at least 30 seagulls that morning. So my memory is on that first morning, although my legs were shaking and I couldn't stop myself shaking, I was so nervous, lots of seagulls got reported.
There were lots of overriding memories, but I think the day that I woke up looking out of a west-facing window, when I drew the curtains back at 7:15 in the morning, and I stood there looking in awe at the Canberra in the bay. That was my first, that was an overriding memory. I'll never forget it.
I think waking up on the morning of the 21st and all the gunfire and the helicopters, all the troops coming over the hills, having four young children, very scary.
On the 2nd of April, I had three small children and it was the fear of the unknown.
I was at Stanley so I was there for all that bombing. And then the manager from Port St. Carlos and a couple of other people come and got us, took us to Port St. Carlos, and remember all them bombings. And yeah, and then after the British landed, me and three other friends used to collect the soup, take it home to our mums, who mixed it up in big buckets, and then we'd just cart it around all the trenches. So spent hours doing that.
And of course we had three para for 10 to 11 days. We were their last staging post before Longdon, so it all got quite hectic, and we had bomb raid warnings and all sorts of things all that time. But we got through it. Sense of humour. We had a good crowd in the house, and good crowd of people around, so you kept each other going, really. I think that's probably another overriding thought, is the fact that everybody did keep each other buoyed up, and sort of everybody looked out for each other. A certain amount of fear. I mean, we weren't afraid all the time, but there were certainly times when you were afraid. And then initially, definitely, because in that first week, I wrote in my diary at the end of the week, "This is the first day I haven't had a spare something in my stomach." So I think it was a lot of apprehension, because we just didn't know what was going to happen, really. You're always afraid of the unknown, aren't you?